Oregon scraps high school graduation standards. Claims policy is equitable for students of color. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 10, 2021. Oregon Governor Kate Brown, D., quietly signed a law last month that suspends proficiency requirements for high school graduates for the next 5 years. Now, Oregon students can graduate without proving they can write or do math. A move the governor's administration claims is equitable for students of color. For the next 5 years, obtaining a high school diploma in Oregon will not guarantee that the high school graduate can read, write, or do math at a high school level, according to a report by the Oregonian. Brown's decision to scrap the state's proficiency standards was not made public until recently, as the governor's office did not hold a signing ceremony or issue a press release when the bill was signed on July 14. Moreover, the fact that Brown signed the bill was not entered into the legislative database until July 29, a move that abandoned the typical practice of updating the public database on the same day a bill is signed, reports the Oregonian. Brown's deputy communications director Charles Boyle added that suspending the state's proficiency requirements would benefit Oregon's Black, Latino, Latina, Latinx, Indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, Tribal, and students of color. Leaders from those communities have advocated time and again for equitable graduation standards, along with expanded learning opportunities and supports, Boyle wrote in an email to the Oregonian. Democrat lawmakers overwhelmingly supported doing away with the long-time proficiency standards, with Republican lawmakers criticizing the bill as a lowering of academic standards, the report adds. Earlier this year, the Oregon Department of Education claimed that making math students show their work is an example of white supremacy. Oregon's Department of Education sent educators an 82-page training manual, titled, A Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction, Dismantling Racism in Mathematics Instruction. The manual also lists signs of white supremacy culture in the mathematics classroom. In order to embody anti-racist math education, teachers must engage in critical praxis that interrogates the ways in which they perpetuate white supremacy culture in their own classrooms, and develop a plan toward anti-racist math education to address issues of equity for Black, Latinx, and multilingual students, the manual declares. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.